听力课堂，听 class.com。
Immutable
and
inaugurate.
Welcome to justvocabulary.com, the podcast that helps you to improve your vocabulary wherever you are. My name is Jan, coming to you from sunny Cape Town, South Africa. Let's get started with our first word.
Immutable.
Immutable. Once my parents make a decision, it's immutable, and they never change their minds.
Immutable.
Frank's dad lived a long, hard life, and his view on the world are immutable at this point.
Immutable.
Phil despised his friend's immutable attitude of superiority toward others.
Immutable.
Immutable is spelled I-M-M-U-T-A-B-L-E.
Immutable.
What does it mean? Immutable means unchanging over time or unable to be changed. An immutable fact is a fact that is unchangeable or unalterable. Immutable has the same root as the word mutate, which means to change. The negative prefix im, im, means not and makes immutable mean unchangeable. Okay, two more synonyms, fixed or permanent, and two antonyms, changeable or mutable. Great stuff. Let's move on to our second word of the day.
Inaugurate.
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 The mayor is going to inaugurate the new City Hall building today at noon.
Inaugurate.
The change of government inaugurated a new era of economic prosperity.
Inaugurate.
During the inauguration ceremony on the 20th of January, the U.S. president always delivers an inaugural speech.
Inaugurate.
The verb is
inaugurate.
Inaugurate, and it's spelled I-N-A-U-G-U-R-A-T-E.
Inaugurate.
What does it mean? To inaugurate means to formally and officially put something new in place, such as a government official, a building, a new procedure, or a new system. Here's another example sentence. Barack Obama will be inaugurated on the 20th of January.
Inaugurate.
You've also heard the noun inauguration, and it refers to the formal ceremony in which a new leader takes office or a new policy takes effect. And the adjective inaugural describes something that marks the beginning of an institution, activity, or period of office. Okay, some synonyms. To install, or to dedicate, or launch, and to antonyms, to end or terminate. Okay, a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Gauche.
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 Gauche describes behavior that offends other people. Gauche means lacking ease or grace. It means unsophisticated and socially awkward. Here's an example sentence. Joanne had grown from a gauche teenager to a self-assured young woman.
Gauche.
Okay, and that's it for today's episode. I'd like to congratulate Thomas with his flashcard session for on his iPod. If you have any questions or comments on the show, you can email me at justvocabulary@gmail.com. For now, thanks for listening and talk to you later. Bye-bye.